Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the Airwaves of Radio Islam International that was coming to you from KZN, the waves in KZN. We now come to the rainy shores of Johannesburg. It has been raining yet today. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these rains beneficial for each and every one of us. We know the people of Cape Town are very desperate for rains and the water situation there is a very tough one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them and make it easy for all those people throughout the world. This is the Senha program. As you heard the promo just playing before the program, it's very, very important, as we have been taught by ulama-i-kiram, our ulama teach us that we should ensure that what we eat is wholesome and what is good for us. And obviously, the most important in what we eat should most definitely be halal. And for that, we have this program on Radio Islam every Monday evening between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, where we have the presenters, or rather we have the ulama from Senha that come in on this program and they inform us of what we can eat and what we cannot eat. On the line with us today is Manana Bilal from Senha. Manana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Happy yourself, Manana, as well as to your listeners. And we hope that you are well.
Ji, alhamdulillah, we are well and we hope the same for you.
Alhamdulillah.
Before we continue with the program, we would just like to inform the listeners that the lines that you can use for today, the very easy one would be the calling in directly, because there you could use the studio number that is 011-854-1548, so you can call us directly here at the studio. Alternatively, you could contact us on 060-988-3972, that is an SMS or a WhatsApp line. And I see many people often prefer to use the line that is based here in the studio. You could use that number or you could use the number that we have given you, 060-988-3972. Manana, starting off, the first question that we have is with regards to cheese. Can you have the first choice cheese?
Specifically, which first choice cheese?
The first choice cheese slices.
Yes, the first choice cheese slices are halal suitable. You may have them.
Okay, Manana, with regards to yogurts, which yogurts can you have?
There are many brands that are certified by Senha. The common ones which you find at many of the supermarkets, that would be the Lancewood, Honeydew, McChrystal Valley, if it does have the Senha logo. There are some smaller brands such as Dairy World, Farm Fresh. These would be available at selected stores. And then from the popular brands that are halal suitable, though not certified by Senha, there's the Clover range of yogurts. All of those yogurts are halal suitable. Most of the Nutri-Day yogurts, with the exception of the low-fat plain yogurt, as well as the Nutri-Day snacks and the fruit flavors. The remaining flavors are halal suitable.
JazakAllah for that. We have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Ji, we can hear you loud and clear. You can go ahead.
I've got a bit of a humdinger question. I'm 70 years of age and my sister was older than me. Told me, some Buzruk told her, some Molana told her, chickens that are certified halal, you cannot eat the heart poro. You know the heart poro, the stomach part, the giblet.
Okay.
Fine.
Manana, you got the question. The brother wants to know that with regards to the chickens, the inside part, the giblets, etc., is it permissible to eat?
The giblets, there's no problem with that you can eat them. It is part of the halal part of the animal. Yes, there are certain parts which the Muftis have. Some Muftis have regarded as haram, some have regarded as makruh of the animal, but the giblets do not form part of it.
Okay, so you can eat that, brother. I hope you got your answer there.
Thank you so much.
Okay, brother, you can go and enjoy it. On another question appearing here on the screen is Mentos Fresh Action Chewing Gum Halal.
The chewing gum, some of the variants have carmine, many of the variants have gelatin. And unfortunately, the company, they've told us that they cannot give us any guarantee that the products are halal. They're not willing to divulge further information as well. And given that they have these doubtful ingredients, our advice is rather abstain from it.
Okay, I do believe we have two callers on the line. Caller 1, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
Ji Appa, you can go ahead.
Is the Koo tomato paste beef flavor allowed?
The beef flavor is not approved by Senna, no.
The beef flavor you cannot have, okay?
Jazakallah
for your call. Usama, I think we have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum salam. I wanted to find out, the Emirates flight from South Africa to Dubai, is the food on that flight halal?
Okay, at the moment...
Because they used to have a fish dish and apparently they don't have it anymore.
Okay, so unfortunately this is a problem that we're having at the moment, where the catering company prepares the meals on behalf of most of the airlines, including the Emirates airline. They do not allow us access to the place where they're preparing these meals, so we can't really go in there and audit. We can't, therefore we can't give you any assurance. The other thing is, you know, with this fish meal, that would also be prepared in the same kitchen, a vegetarian meal also. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's fish or it's vegetarian, that there would be no problem, because there is definitely contamination within the same kitchen. The safest option when a person is traveling would be to order a fruit platter and maybe take some light snack along, you know, that could go along with that.
Okay. All right. Jazakallah so much.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah for the question. Okay, the lines are really buzzing. We have more questions coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chiapa, you can go ahead.
Is crunchy halal?
Crunchy, you're talking about
chocolate. The crunchy chocolate, unfortunately, no longer made in South Africa. Unfortunately, Mondelez International, the company we have bought over Cadbury, they haven't provided us with any disclosure regarding that product. So at the moment, no information on it.
Okay, another caller waiting on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, I think something happened there. The line is dropped. You can call us back and inshallah we will try and take your call again. Manana, looking at the studio WhatsApp number here. Salams, is the Cadbury caramel and crunchy spread halal?
Okay, those are products that very recently, in fact, I think just the beginning of last month, those products have started being imported into South Africa. No information on them yet. We are following up, investigating if they are an official Cadbury product within South Africa, and if so, if we can get the information from them directly.
Okay, the caller is probably maybe the same caller is back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. Is Aerobubbles halal?
Aerobubbles, Mona?
Okay, that query is very close to being to completion, inshallah. We are just waiting for some final information from Nestle, then we will be able to advise one way or the other.
And the Yogeta sweets?
Yogeta sweets are certified by Senna. You may have them.
Okay, Jazakallah
for that call. Malana, as you were speaking of that spread, I see there's another question coming up regarding the red bicycle chocolate spread.
Yeah, that product is halal suitable, imported on behalf of the ShopRite group. It is halal suitable.
Okay, the red bicycle, that's fine. Two callers on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tell me the Woolworths, what you call it, cinnamon buns. Hot cross buns, is that halal?
Okay, Woolworths bakery section, the only products that we can really give you an assurance for is the plain rolls and the plain breads, and besides that, any product that does have our logo. What happens is Woolworths, they don't actually manufacture any of these products themselves. The manufacturing is outsourced, and where the product doesn't have the Senna logo, unfortunately, we do not monitor the premises of the baking facility that produces those products.
Okay.
It would be better rather to abstain from that product.
Okay. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. See, I see there we have to stay, we have to keep more to the plain products there, Malana. Okay, there's another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to know what's the halal suitability in terms of Walad Pecan Pie Barbecue.
Walad Pecan Pie Barbecue, okay.
The critical ingredient would be the flavoring. And unfortunately, from Walad side, they're not willing to provide us with any disclosure regarding the constituents or the ingredients or the flavoring. You know, that leaves us in no position. We can't really advise whether it's halal or not.
Okay, JazakAllah.
JazakAllah for that, brother. Molana, mini Oreos, is it halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable. Again, not the strawberry flavor, which does have carmine, but the other flavors are halal suitable.
Okay, what about Megan's meringues?
Megan's. Okay, I'm
you
not
would
sure
know better.
If the consumer can please forward us details of the product to our offices, inshallah, I'll provide the details at the end of the show. We'll investigate it further.
JazakAllah. Is the Magnum stick ice creams made in South Africa halal?
Yes, Magnum products that are made in South Africa are halal certified by us. Please look for our logo on that product.
Okay, this is now a very broad question. Which cheese slices are halal?
So, the Dairy Bell cheese slices are halal. You've got the Clover non-processed ones. You must ensure that it doesn't say processed on the packaging, but that's also halal suitable. And then you have Melrose, also halal, and Parmalat. And First Choice, as I mentioned earlier.
Okay, Mara, there's a range of questions coming through here. Malka chocolates.
Malka chocolates imported, unfortunately, to date. We haven't been able to get any information on that.
Okay, the Kwai restaurants.
No association with the franchisor head office. So, unfortunately, we cannot certify any individual store.
Okay, two more in the same message. They're asking about Bokomo Pro Neutro cereal.
So, the Pro Neutro range of cereals, the strawberry flavor, we've had a problem with. Besides that flavor, the other ones we found to be halal suitable.
Okay, and one more. They're asking of coconut oil. The name before the coconut oil is spelled C-R-E-D-E. I'm not too sure how you pronounce
it. Creed oil, yes, that is certified by us.
Oh, okay. Stimerol bubble gum, which one is halal?
There are three flavors that contain, this is in the infinity range, Stimerol infinity range, which contain objectionable ingredients. Stay away from those three flavors, which are the strawberry, the berry party, as well as the spearmint. The remaining variants of the infinity range are halal suitable. And then you've got the twist flavors also, there's also a problem with the ingredients, they stay away from them. And the sensations contain bovine gelatin, so also not approved.
Okay, back to yogurts now. I see they're asking, is Parmalat, and I think they're right here, and Darling, plain yogurt halal?
Okay, both those products contain bovine gelatin. Again, the gelatin is taken from cows, not slaughtered by Muslims. That's our position at Sena. We do not regard such gelatin as being halal.
Okay, another question. This is probably from the children. Is Kinder Joy halal?
Yes, with joy it is halal.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Jenegade. Heard of this product?
No, I have not.
Jenegade. Okay.
Jenegade.
Yeah, I think it's probably supposed to be Energade. Maybe just a type
of thing. Yeah, Energade drink is halal.
Yeah, and then in Energade there's a lot of problems because they're now starting to make sweets and gums and quite a bit of things there.
Yes, so it's only the drinks at the moment that we're given assurance for.
Okay, Cadbury 5-star chocolate. I know this question features very, very often on this program.
As I mentioned last week, you know, it seems that we're not going to be getting any information on this product, unfortunately.
Just got to stay away. Milkit lollipops.
Milkit lollipops are certified by Sena.
Okay, and I see one more here. Is they asking about Oreo chocolate?
The Oreo chocolate, unfortunately, also imported into South Africa. Unfortunately, no disclosure from Cadbury, so cannot give any assurance for that.
Okay, questions regarding Turkey. Gums that come from Turkey halal? It doesn't state the name of the gums, it doesn't state the name of the company in Turkey. It's just, I don't know, just asking a very general question. Are the gums from Turkey halal?
Yeah, recently, we've come across some gums being certified by a halal body called GIMDES, which is spelled G-I-M-D-E-S. And that is a reputable halal body. We would accept any product that they certify as being halal. Unfortunately, with many of the products, though, that are not certified by them, those products do contain a lot of objectionable ingredients such as gelatin, the flavoring requires further investigation. The colorants also sometimes are not disclosed. And, based on previous visits to Turkey, we found that many of the products, when they contain gelatin, the gelatin is not necessarily manufactured in Turkey. It's imported into Turkey from South America or from Europe. And, with all the problems with regard to halal we have in those areas, we would not accept such gelatin as being halal.
Okay, Marana, carrying on. I see somebody sent a very... Okay, before we take a look at the screen, yeah, there's a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jiapa, you can go ahead.
Manana, I want to know if the bean boozled is halal.
Manana, you got it?
No, I did not get the name of the product.
Just say the name of the product again.
The bean boozled from the USA.
Yes, okay, that product is still under query at the moment. We did just query about it and we investigated it.
Okay, jazakallah, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and jazakallah for the question. Well, as I was saying, I'm looking at the screen here and they have this pictures of some dessert toppings. Nestle Milky Bar dessert topping and also made by Nestle, the Peppermint Crisp dessert toppings. Is that fine?
Okay, please ensure that those products are made in South Africa. If they are made in South Africa, then they will be certified by us. If not, then they are imported. Unfortunately, we cannot give you any assurance for them.
Okay, and I see the person that sent this question on top of those bottles, they have Toblerone there. I don't know if they're asking about the Toblerone as well, but anyway, Toblerone, is that okay?
Yes, Toblerone is halal for sure.
Jazakallah for that. Okay, taking a look for the other questions. Okay, this one not actually related to... Marana? Gee, another question coming through. What about fruit plus sweets?
Fruit plus sweets from Malaysia, those are halal.
All right, another message coming through. Can you please repeat the yogurt brands that are halal?
Okay, so the popular brands that I mentioned were Lancewood, Amidio, and Crystal Valley, but look for the Sena logo on the Crystal Valley products. And then the Clover yogurts are halal suitable. You've got the Nutri-Day range as well, but there are three variants of the Nutri-Day range which do have bovine gelatin. That would be the Nutri-Day snacks, the Nutri-Day low-fat plain, as well as the Nutri-Day fruit flavors. The remaining ones are halal suitable. And then in the Woolworths range of yogurts, you can have all of the yogurts except the low-fat flavored smooth variant.
Jazakallah for that, Ma. Another question coming through with regards to crisps. The Samba Crisps meat flavors.
Yes, Samba Crisps or Samba products manufactured in South Africa are all halal suitable, including the meat flavors. We do audits at the factory.
Okay, jazakallah for that. Caller on the line, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. I just wanted to know about the McDonald's in Lagos.
Regrettably, we do not have any information on any McDonald's store. Or we are unable to give you any assurance. We do not have any association with the franchise or head office. So we are not in a position to certify any individual stores.
Jazakallah for the call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Malana, I see the child is crying a little bit, maybe a little bit hungry and waiting for the McDonald's. But... okay, another question coming again. This person probably tuned in a bit late. Again asking, Cadbury 5-star chocolate, is it halal?
Okay, at the moment, we are still waiting for information from Cadbury. We've been waiting for, I think, about 5 months, I think. And unfortunately, I'm starting to feel that, they're not going to be giving us the information.
Gee, I think many of the listeners also feeling the same way because this question has featured many, many times and unfortunately the answer is not coming through. Molana, that I think brings it to the end of the questions that we have here in front of us today. If there's any message from Molana, say?
Again, we are your halal body. We are not some business entity. We are rather at your service all the time at Sena. And like I always say, the consumer, alhamdulillah, has been our number one inspector at Sena. We appreciate your feedback. We appreciate your calls, your suggestions, your criticism. Jazakumullah khairan again for the consumers who phone our halal helpline. The number for our helpline again is 0861-786-111. You can contact us via email as well, helpline@sena.org.za. You can find us on social media as well. We have got a WhatsApp line, inshallah, and that should be going live very, very soon, the WhatsApp BC service. And then on Facebook, South African National Halal Authority, on Twitter, Sena_halal. You can find us on Instagram as well. You can even send your queries on those social media platforms.
JazakAllah for that, Malana. Before we actually terminate the program, there's another caller that is called in very quickly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, Maulana. I'm just inquiring about the Moyes jelly.
Okay, Moyes jelly contains bovine gelatin or beef gelatin taken from cows, not slaughtered by Muslims. Thus, we do not regard it as halal.
We can't have it.
No, you cannot.
Oh, and the pick and pay jelly.
Chicken?
It's a pick and pay jelly.
Pick and pay jelly, again, here, look for the Sena logo on the product. If it doesn't have our logo, then it's probably made on their behalf by one of the other companies. And gelatin is a very common ingredient in jellies.
It's also gelatin.
Yeah, rather stay away from that then.
Okay, Maulana, shukran, salam.
JazakAllah, Abba. Marana, another message coming through. Salams is the known Nutri-Day low-fat yogurt with fruit pieces. Halal.
That does have bovine gelatin. As I've just explained to the previous caller, we would not regard it as halal.
Okay. And finally, again, can you please repeat Pocomo Pro Neutral cereal?
Okay. Besides the Pro Neutral strawberry flavor, the other flavors are halal suitable.
JazakAllah for that, Malana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance and you keep well. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Ameen. JazakAllah khairan for having us on the program. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
For the listeners, as you have heard, Malana Singh, that there are various platforms that you can contact Senha. You don't have to wait for the following Monday. If you have any queries, you are most welcome to contact Senha and they will gladly respond as best as they can. JazakAllah for listening to the program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we eat whatever is halal and wholesome for us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then give us the tawfiq that we can carry out the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way possible. JazakAllah for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.